Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our broadcast for Thursday, April the 9th. It is a great joy to be with you today. I'm already into the month of April now, and I praise the Lord for what God's doing. I do want to remind you again about our project, Reaching America with the Gospel. This is the last month I'll be promoting this. I feel led to do it February, March, and April this year. And what we're asking is 1,000 people across America to give $10 a month for the next year to the radio ministry to help us that we might go on some more radio stations. Now, it's not for our ego and all that kind of stuff. Some of these stations I don't even get response from, but God knows who's listening. Now, wait a minute. Some stations I do get response from, and I thank God for it. But if you'd like to help us, or you can give a one-time gift of $120. A lot of people are doing that. We're asking 1,000 people. That'd be $120,000. Boy, I've got some stations open to me across this country right now. Philadelphia is open. I can go into Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Right now, I'm looking at Tucson, Arizona. We'd go in there. Over 400,000 people we'd be reaching. We just took a new station on in Omaha, Nebraska. And I praise the Lord for God allowing me to get in some of these areas. Amen. And I prayed about this for a year and a half. I prayed about it. And I know the Lord's going to do what's right. So if you want to send a gift, make your check to GBI and then mail it to us. I'll give you the mailing address. Here it is, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Now, if you got questions about it, you want to call 336-356-1560. All right, that's our office number. Now, I love and all of you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. I appreciate those of you who have requested messages lately. I hope we can be a help to you. We're on several stations now, and I thank God for it daily and weekly. Some stations are weekly. Some stations are daily. And I want you to pray for me. I got messages last night. I'd lay in the bed. And I go to sleep, wake up, and have another thought about a message, amen? And I want to preach the right things on these radio broadcasters, and I'm nothing. But I want to do what God's called me to do in these days. And I want you to pray for me. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying myself, and I thank God that I am, amen. All right, we're going to go now to our message, and our message this week is just entitled God. And boy, I tell you what, and God's so big, amen, he's just, the more you preach about him, the more you talk about him, he's big. Let's go to our message on God. You know, when the Holy Spirit came to dwell with me, January 22nd, 1978, when he came in my heart to dwell in me, did you know he's lasting forever? You see, I can't get unsaved, all right? And nobody else can either. I want you to understand that. Even you that think you can lose it, you really don't lose it. I just want you to know that you're saved forever. Once you're saved, you can't get out of the hand of God, all right? I mean, no wonder you're confused and tore up all the time, amen? And I was confused about that doctrine when I first got saved. I didn't understand everything. But let me say this to you. God is lasting forever. Amen. Basically this, Jesus told the disciples, get in the ship, we're going to the other side. When I got saved in 1978, Jesus told me, said, get in the ship, son, we're going to the other side. Now we've hit some storms, we've hit some sunny days, we've hit some rough places, but we're still going to the other side. There's been days I've wanted to quit, didn't want to go on, didn't want to serve God, didn't want to preach another sermon, didn't want to be on another radio broadcast. I thought I'd just quit it all. But you know what? You know what? God is lasting forever. I can't quit because he didn't quit. Amen. He's lasting forever. Well, let me say this. God, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. Did you know I think we should sing about him? We should sing about God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. What a sing about him, amen. What a sing to God, amen. You may not carry a tune to bucket, but you can get out somewhere in the old pine thicket under an oak tree somewhere and sing to God, amen. What a sing to him. Our singing in our churches ought to be to God. When we're singing "To God be the glory," that's what we ought to be singing. When we sing "Revive Us Again," we ought to mean it. We sing "Amazing Grace," we ought to mean it. When we're singing, we ought to be singing to God. Well, we ought not be trying to impress the fellow that's standing beside of us, but we ought to be trying to impress God. What a sing, because He's worthy of our singing. He's worthy of what a sing to Him. Amen. Then I want to say this, we ought to preach about Him. That's what I've been trying to do for 42 years. I've not done a good job. I admit I'm a failure. I admit that. But oh, I'd rather do nothing than preach about Him. Boy, I thought about in my life, I wished I'd done this and done that. No, I don't. I'm glad to be a preacher. If I had life to live over, I think I'd have started preaching a little earlier. Amen. I thank God. God called me. By the way, do you know everybody can't preach? Did you know that? Now, there's some men God have never called to preach. There's some men that God has called to preach, but they've gotten disqualified along the way. And when they do that, they have to step aside. That's a hard thing, but they have to step aside. Amen. Amen. Listen, God calls you, but God realizes sometimes, amen, that you disqualify yourself and you have to step aside. Amen. Now, that calling will always be with you. It'll always be there, but you can't use it. Amen. Because God said no in 1 Timothy and then Titus. And we need to obey that with God. But let me say this to you about God. Amen. We ought to preach about Him. Us that are qualified, we ought to preach about Him. Amen. Oh, yes, we ought to preach about Him. Amen. Why? Because, my friend, He needs preaching about Him. He needs declared to the heathen. He needs to be declared to this world. We need to preach about Him. We need to preach about Him. When I'm to preach, I'm not supposed to just give you a psychological evaluation. I'm not supposed to give you some kind of philosophy. I'm not interested in sitting and talking to you. I'm interested in preaching the Word of God. And preaching's what'll get the job done. We ought to preach about Him. And then sinners will be saved and the church will be filled. We ought to sing about Him. We ought to preach about Him. Then I want to say we ought to share Him with others. Oh, this is where I fail. But you know what? John and Andrew, they were following John the Baptist. And John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Boy, they switched right there. They started following Jesus. And boy, it wasn't long to Andrew found Peter. And then it wasn't long to Jesus found Philip. And Philip found Nathaniel. And they just kept finding people. Amen? Now listen, I don't care whose camp or clique or whatever you're in. I'm not worried about that, but I'll tell you what, soul winning's in the Bible, and we ought to be finding people. Amen. I'm talking about people genuinely getting saved. I'm not talking about repeating some prayer with no Holy Spirit, but I'm talking about people getting saved. I'm talking about people, you know, old Brother Bobby Robertson, he'd go to a house and he'd witness to them, and he'd go back, and he'd go back, and he'd go back again. Listen, we ought to share. Now, the devil, I think, is told us a lie here in America. Now, we're good about supporting missions, and I praise the Lord for that, but you can't put $20 in the missions offering and then excuse yourself from not witnessing in your local area. Now, the devil's come to say, well, our local area is too hard. You think it ain't as hard in England as it is in America, but you send missionaries there. You think it ain't as hard in Scotland as it is in America, but we send missionaries there. You think it ain't as hard in Egypt as it is in America, but we send missionaries there. Let me tell you something, brother. It's hard everywhere. It's a hard day. That's why we need to pray. We need to fast and get a hold of God so the demons of hell will be curbed. This kind goeth forth but by prayer and fasting. But we ought to share Him. Oh, my friend, listen, somebody as good as God. Why, if somebody gave you $1 million today, you'd tell everybody about it. Amen. Why, old Sam, he just pulled $1 million out and gave it to me. And boy, old Sam would have 100 calls. Somebody wanting another million. Amen. But the Lord has given you eternal life, and we don't tell anybody about it. We say, "Oh, preacher, I'm shy." Well, who ain't? Amen. I was shy. In the 10th grade of school, I paid a boy 10 cents a day to go get my lunch through the lunch line. I'm still shy. I let my wife pay for most of the food right now. I'm still shy. Did you know that? Hey, let me tell you something. I want you to listen to me. That is no excuse. Listen, what will take away that shyness when you witness for God is be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. But we ought to share Him with others. There are people that God's been dealing with me about, and I pray for them on my prayer list. But God said, "You have not shared them." Oh, God needs to be sang about, preached about, needs to be shared with others. Then I want to say God is blessed. Oh, He's highly favored. Amen. Blessed be the name. Oh, yes. God's never done you wrong, friend. He's blessed. He's highly favored. Boy, ain't that wonderful? Ain't that wonderful? You can just look up and say, "God, you're blessed." You ought to just look up. You're listening to this message. You ought to say, "God, you are blessed." Oh, He's a blessed God. He's highly favored. There's no God like our God. You remember, You remember they captured that ark of the Philistines? The ark of Israel. The Philistines captured it. And they took it over there and they put it in their fish god's house, Dagon. They put it in his house. And the next morning, old Dagon was bowed on his face to that ark of the covenant that represented the presence of God. I tell you, God is blessed. I have a blessed God. Amen. I have somebody that's real. I have somebody to talk to me and walk with me. I have somebody that helps me. I have somebody that loves me. He's blessed. While you're sitting there today, you're listening to the radio, you don't think you got a friend in the world, I want to tell you that Jesus is blessed. I want to tell you, you serve a blessed God. I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit is blessed. God the Father is blessed. They're all three in one. They're all working for your benefit. I'm about to shout. Are y'all having a good time? I mean, God is blessed. Ain't that wonderful? And then I want to say this, God is beautiful. Oh, the Bible talked about worship Him in the beauties of holiness. When I get to think about all that God is, all that God has done, all that God is doing, all that God is going to do, read your Bible. Oh, God is beautiful. There's nobody as beautiful as God. Boy, He's beautiful. You know, when you go to heaven and you leave this old world, you're going to, right then, when you die, if you're saved, you're going to be standing in the presence of God. They said, my daddy, they gave him some medicine at 5 o'clock in the evening. They said, my daddy took a deep breath and said, and laid back on the bed and went to sleep. Now, I don't know all about that, but I've wondered about my daddy. My daddy wasn't, he died out of the will of God. But I believe daddy was saved. I believe that with all my heart. And my daddy was a country boy. My daddy never had nothing in life. And I can just imagine my daddy, when his eyes opened, he was on the street of glory. I can imagine my daddy gulping and gasping at God's beauty and saying, and just it, grab a hold of him. Amen. I believe he died. Amen. Looking into heaven. I believe that. I really do. Oh, when I get to, I think about my little mama that went out on that bed with a heart attack that morning. Brother, they tried to save her and they tried to work with her. 9:10 on May the 5th, she checked out for glory. My mama never had much in life. She always wanted a nice home. She never had it. But glory to God, when she checked out for glory, I believe mama could open her mouth wide and say, wow. Amen. I mean, she saw the splendor and the beauty of God sitting on that throne with a rainbow around about that throne like an emerald. If you want to know what it's like in heaven for your loved ones right now, read Revelation 4. Read Revelation 4. God's sitting in heaven, that rainbow's around the throne. Those seraphims are crying, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which wert and art to come. Why, glory to God, they've been doing that for thousands of years, crying. And the 24 elders, that's the church. And we get there, boy, after the rapture of the church, we're going to be praising God. We're going to fall down at His feet and offer our crowns at His feet. And boy, the four beasts are going to be crying, holy, holy, holy. And we're going to be praising God. That's going to be a time, ain't it? Why, God is beautiful. God is blessed. God is beautiful. Let me tell you this, God is bountiful. Did you know that? Friend, I don't have a lot, but God does. I don't have a lot of resources, but God does. Amen. Why, listen, friend, the power of God is unlimited. God is omnipotent. Amen. His power is unlimited. God is bountiful. We talk to men sometimes, and we say, I'll talk to this fellow, and I'll get this done for you. Well, I'll tell you what I've seen in the last year or two. I've seen God do things mortal man couldn't do. I've seen God get in the hearts of men and work things out that wasn't supposed to be done, but they were done by God's grace and by God's glory. Somebody said, oh, the day of miracles is over. Why don't you be still? You don't know your Bible. I want you to understand, listen, God is still working out things. Amen. Now, God may not do certain things today. God may not heal you of your sickness. God may not come down in a lightning bolt. Hey, God don't do that. And God may heal you. God may see fit to heal. But God is still in the business of doing right. And doing, you know why? Because God is bountiful. Brother, God's got enough to supply your need. Don't you worry about that. You say, preacher, I just don't know where our finances are coming. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Thursday, April the 9th. I certainly appreciate you listening. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I count it an honor that you would tune me in. I mean that I run into so many of our listeners. The message you just heard is R491 on God. If you'd like to have a copy of that, you could email us or write us. We'll be glad to send it to you on CD or on email. Our email is comments@gbiradio.org. And then our mailing address will be here at the end. May God be with you. Thank you for listening on this Thursday. Invite a friend and neighbor to listen to us tomorrow. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017.
I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.